We had mentioned, Rabbi Yisrael, during the course of Diyum Nevoyim that even though we recognize that we're not on the level of being able to be Eved Hashem Me'avo, and we haven't mastered in Eved Hashem Me'iron, and like Rabbi Yisrael says, Alavai, we should be able to serve Hashem motivated by Yiras Einish. Halavai, we should be in that matrei. But we had mentioned that when he says that, he means in totality. Yiras Einish in totality, you know, tamamish, to be able to do everything with total feeling of what the consequences are for not following through the Rotzon Hashem. But his Talmid, one of his closest Talmidim, claims that we are on the Madrege of Avas Hashem as well, except it's fragmented. But there is some aspect and some feeling and some area of Avas Hashem, and so potent that at times we can even call upon it to make us that it can be translated in transforming one's actions and rerouting his pattern of syndrome of behavior. In other words, it's a potent force. It's not just that there's something that is there. It can be called upon, stimulated, and inspired to really have a bearing on one's conduct, to be translated into maise, in tshuva. So it is there, and it's a potent, strong force, and we ought to recognize it. So if we do, we would know that it is worthwhile, meaningful, and contributory to our spiritual purity and elevation by concentrating on Avas Hashem as well as Yiras Einish. That we can respond to this. We can't sell ourselves too short to feel that we're not on that level and we cannot be spoken to in Avas Hashem. We're not on that level. It is within us. And it can be brought to the surface in a measure that can redirect us. So, just wanted to mention that we once spoke about and the medrash and Asher brings it here. Like hello, Tasha Reko, like you loy horetz miyat. Didn't tell him the exact destination. He left him in suspense. When the Rebishter gave him the Nisoyim of the Akedah, he also told him, your son, first he just told him, your son, then he says, I have two sons, I have Yitzchok, I have Yishmael, Yechitcho, your only son. Well, they're both only sons to their mother. Asher ahavta, that you love, I loved them both, it's Yitzchok. Until everything was Kedei Lechavivo. Rabbeinu Mizrachi says, the Siv Chacham brings it here, and we mentioned it once in the Shmuyis, and the Pshatis, to be Mechavid means to be Mechavid Yitzchok. And the Meir Adarev Shah will give him more schar. So the Akedah will mount in the degree of Nisoyen, the magnitude of Nisoyen. Your son, your beloved son, your only son, your beloved son, Es Yitzchok. So every word that Rebbe said evoked within Avraham a response, my son, then bring your son and this Hatzar and Kedem, your only son, my only son, my Avshah. So every and in the same sense, in the same vein, is explained this Lech Lecho Me'artzecho, that land, your homeland, Ladatecho, where you were born, your native land. The base of Icha, the father's surroundings, the father's home. Leave all that. So, to give him schal chabif, what you are leaving behind, and what kind of a sacrifice you are bringing for Hashem. Of course, it's not a sacrifice. It's a schus and an emes. To cause that emotional reaction, that an impact that one feels, or that that feeling that pierces you when your Altsuch, your land is mentioned. Ui, my land, leave your land, Altsuch. Leilachon, your birthplace. It's this inner response. Misoficho. Although, so that Bemele there's more schar, because the Fum Tzara Agre, so there's more schar. He should have more schar. Even though it seems so minuscule, so minute, because after all, when somebody tells me, leave your Lechloch Me'altzach, I know it means but when I spell it out, when it's spelled out, when it's specified, when it's described, when it's defined, it evokes a different emotional response. So in other words, it hits deeper into the roots of the heart. It mainly is more tzav, there's more feeling, and there's more schav by obeying Hashem. Even though logically I would know that Altsuchot constitutes and comprises all that. It's all at once. I mean, anybody who's rational would know. Altsuchot means Melaratechot, leave your land. I know I was born there. So it's not just the land that I live. So, but it's gleich. So on the one hand, we know it's the reaction of a person, every impulse that passes through the heart means so much, and there's so much schar for it. Because it's another definition, so it's another impulse, there's another sting that goes through the heart, another sting. Even though I could understand it, but it's okay, touched. We, birthplace, my home, my family. Believe it all. But here we see another thing. So we said that Ne'er Shagitim Schar for all this, the Chesed Hashem. And we see it's even more minute because Rashi says before, states already before that he had already left his land and his birthplace, because told him means two meanings. Lech means go, leave, and it also means distance yourself. So lech lecho is as far as regarding le'atzcho or la'atzcho, it means put more distance in between you and your land. Me'at be'savicha means to remove yourself, leaving your family. So first of all, it shows the feelings, how delicate the human's feelings are. Delicate it is. Ashna back from his land. Ashna out of New York. He's already living in Detroit. Yashin in New York, he's in Buffalo, he's already righteous. Yashin is in New York. He's out of his native land, his birthplace. He does go. Go to Los Angeles. Go to. Leave your land. This is Zezach Mesrachik. Move further away. Move further away. Yashin is the Houghton Sandy. But we, the nostalgia, further away. I'm closer. Hayashin is dope. I mean, it's not the same environment, it's not the same people, it's not the same circumstance, not the same situation, but he's still at this, the physical distance has some kind of an impact. And I'm still closer. The proximity, I'm only 1,000 miles away. It's not too far. It's in my imagination, perhaps I'm still a little bit there. It's not so totally divorced. He told me to go to South Africa. Ui. Further, go away further. Oh, Besavicha, he's my, well, we moved to here, and my family's here. Get out of this. About all that, and a great person like Hazam Mensch, like Avraham, stand up for such nisyenis. Would you give him schar for such a little, what is the word? Gerek further, he wants to run away from Dalton anyway. Spiritually, he wants to be divorced from it because it was contaminated. He wants to be divorced from it physically, spiritually. There's about a physical connection. There's a nostalgia connection. There's some kind of a feeling of which I want to be divorced spiritually. Certainly, Avraham wanted to be away from there. that environment, for that philosophy, that type of life, that type of society, which was not consistent with his way of living, which was diagonally opposed to what he represented and what he wanted in life, what life meant to him. But the nostalgia was still there, and going back to this, and that minute thing is something that registers in the heart of Avraham, and this is what the Eibishter wants to give him schar for. This is why it's spelled out in that manner, in that way. How sensitive, how perceptive we have to be, how sensitive and how great the Eibishter's chesed is, the Achna Hashem and chesed, and how much schar he wants to give him. How kind the Eibishter is, kindness and compassion, everything is registered and everything means so much. When Avraham was informed about the most coveted thing that he wanted in his life, that he's going to have Yitzchok, his old age, but just to look into it in the Herenepis, in this Rashi, how it relates. But Rashi says, There was a difference in their response, in Sora and Yitzchok, and Avraham. Halavain, Vayima B'diboy Halavain Me'oshon Yevolim. The age of 100 years, you'll give birth. Im Sora Bastishim Shono, a 90-year-old lady will give birth. Zokta Desat Mie, Zokta Sheyesh Tmiois Shein Kayomois. It's not a tmiya that is with an impossible tinge, not pakert. Oh, look, this is what's happening. The chachom abelibay, Zokt Rashi, chachom abelibay. This is the way he said to himself. Hamase chesed zel acher, masha kodesh boch oiseli. Was this kind of a chesed ever done to anyone else? What the Rebbe Shtad does to me? The imso abastishim teled, hoisukidai lele, 90 years old, and it's already past the physical stage. Chach b'diros hosheidim did give birth at late age, but not this late. Nismata adiras nasmata shonim, and yet she's going to give birth. You know, just to think into this, what is it? What could be the hair here from Rashi? If we just give a tracht, you know. We have a musadik attitude to the hair and opzitites na Rashi, to be able to see something in Rashi that relates to us. Say a push it. Very simple. Stelzach tol moshla habesai. Someone gives me a present that's worth a lot of money. Baby. And I profusely thank from the depth of my heart, being possessed with a properly built-in and adjusted feeling of being able to express gratitude. To express gratitude fully. Some people are hampered now, but can express gratitude, appreciation of what you gave me. When someone gives me a present, the most beautiful thing I wanted in my life, all my life, this is what I want. This means the most greatest thing to me. I was always praying for it. I coveted it. I'd say, wanted it. It makes me so happy. If I can get that thing which means so much to me. And an individual, gave me a present, $1 billion I can raise for us. Most beautiful home, most beautiful things I can have. And I have a mamish poured forth my heart, my whole being in gratitude. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I have no words to express my appreciation for what you have done for me. You have made me the most fortunate, the most blessed, the most gifted person in the world. I am just short of words. That's what we'll say. If it's a person that has gratitude, I have no words. I'm just overwhelmed. I cannot express myself. Please take my heart. That's all I can say to you. Valdik. Valdik. That's what a person would say. It appears this isn't what Avraham said. Avraham says, "Oy, Rebbeinu is giving me Yitzchak, giving me Davis, giving me this. Oy, give out. Oy, this man gave me Yitzchak. Osin, Klal Yisrael, Deir Eibikat, eternity. Thank you so much, Rebbeinu. Oy, give out the chesed that you do with me." Would one at this moment think in terms of physical things involved, you know? Is cannot being born at such a late age, it's a wonder. It's a wonder, and one of the wonders of the world, the greatest wonders. I wish that it didn't do it for anyone else but for me. Isn't it rather pale in expression of gratitude? Is this what one focuses on? I'll tell you how they say. When someone gives you the most beautiful present and you express the greatest gratitude, you don't see everything else that goes, the little things that are behind it, or how it was communicated and what happened and was given to me and not someone else. These are small by comparison. Because the hikar is, what does it mean to me? The thing that you gave me. And this is what I'm expressing gratitude for. It's a wonderment, it is, it was, whatever you weigh. So what is this? That it cares what I got. But when you're getting something from your beloved, someone that you love, everything that you get is pakiat. What you get, no matter how great it is, it's paled and dwarfed by the expression that it carries. Because the relationship you value more, it's more meaningful. It's more beautiful. So, small or big, what the present is, it's only a token. Even the Matana Yitzchak is only a token of expression of love. And that token is dwarfed by that greater and larger meaning of the relationship I have with Hashem. So this is only a token. That $1 billion is only a token. That beautiful diamond is only a token, because my love and my relationship means a lot more to me. So this isn't a thing. This is an expression of something which is more meaningful and is greater and more beautiful. And of course, the more beautiful this is, the more expression is. So every aspect of it, pakeot, not the things that was done for anybody else. She didn't do it. He didn't do it to anybody else. It was given to me. It's so all the things that go into it means so much more than the thing itself. Or certainly, it's the ultimate bottle b'shishim. Pakeot, this is a bottle b'shishim in the expression that it represents. And it represents in my relationship with Hashem. Vikus Bashem, Abbas Hashem, Ratno Asogi of what it is. And that love, that oneness, that vikus, that this is Lemaila Mikol Huyadunim. It's Lemaila that Monsieur Shalom says in the Dag Dome. It's the most beautiful thing. It's the greatest Hanoi that the human can't perceive. It's Hayim Ravasa, Malochim don't know. Malochim is given them schaut. You don't understand what it is. Them idun mikolay iduni. Them tzadikim yeshu v'atore yoseim v'ashem v'nenem ziv hashchina. What it is. So it's to Avraham Avinu, who lives in that aura, in that spirit, in that kind of life. Everything to him is on an expression. So b'meil he can see all the things that express that relationship. Yitzchok, Yitzchak, I'll see that beautiful car. I'll see that. All I see is that, and my expression is only within that. The gratitude that I can see is only to the degree that this means to me, what this means to me. So to the degree that this means to me, and that's the expression of gratitude that I can give. And the other things seem rather small, because this. But if this is only a vehicle of expression of the Mebashan's love and the Mebashan's chesed and my relationship with Hashem, and this is my life, and this is this is these pilus that he has, and this present that the Rebishtah gave me is an expression of his kindness, of his love for me, of his relationship with me, of his intimacy with me, of his communication with me. This is what Avraham sees. Even at the moment when he's given Yitzchak, what he sees is what the Rebishtah does for me. So he sees all the things that Rebishtah did for him over there. And every aspect that Rebishtah did for him went out of his way. Rebishtah did. This is predominant, the foremost, that takes priority over everything else in his mind and his feelings, because these are his feelings. His whole life, the whole life, no matter what it is, whether it's Ruchnius and Gashmius, it's Havas Hashem. It's Havas Hashem. It's my relationship with Hashem. This is Ruchnius. This is everything. This is all embracing. So this is why he could express himself that way in that gratitude, because it's the giving is only a token, even if it's Yitzchak. It's a token of what Hashem, what Rebishtah shows to me. So he can see the wonderment, he can see Acher, Mil, Dos, this is all what he sees in what he's getting. Now, basically, we have some of that, as I said, you know, the name of Rabbi Yisrael Petaburgia. We can invoke it. We shouldn't sell ourselves short. We shouldn't assume that we're not capable of such an emotional outpour of feeling that relationship, of feeling love to Hashem. We have it. There's a seed within us that has to be cultured and nurtured and nourished and motivated. But it's there. And if we appeal to it, we say learning Musa B'Ispai, even that's why we can learn Musa B'Ispai. We become the spoil. We can reach a madrega of being emotionally charged and fired up. Charged. Because there is that habit within us. We have to exploit it. And it lifts us up. And it puts us on a certain level that leaves an indelible imprint. Even when we come down again from Mars down back to the Earth. That's a different Earth. We have been lifted up. I wanted to mention that I was told that this Steltepis, you know, in the Edik Shabbos felt is a spirit. No, I understand. Hope it's not due to the physical aspects of the situation, which should be improved, but no matter what, it should be we can inspire ourselves to feel something of Shabbos, but Isaac Sher speaks about it, to feel that it's an invitation, an individualized invitation by Hashem to partake with him in the celebration of the conclusion of his palace, of the completion of his palace. An individual invitation. The Melech, she sends me an individual invitation. Share with me. We get some invitation. Rabbi, Mrs. So-and-so, you're cordially invited to attend this celebration of the completion of my palace. I want to invite you personally to share with me that celebration. Oy, give out. Stam language, stam terminology, stam language. Maybe we're selling ourselves short, they say. We can inspire ourselves. And it's not, you know, a faked up kind of celebration, a feeling. That's what the Itzahora sometimes tells us. The Itzahora uses all kinds of means, you know, sell us short, he'll put us down the drain, he'll lift us up to the highest heavens, you're terrific, he'll say, you're good for nothing, it's time putting up the show, that doesn't exist. It's all Sheker. Das Teres Emes. Whatever he says is Sheker. And what the Teres says, this is Emes.